Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I'm looking at all these prayer requests out here. There's a lot of them. And we pray after each service and during the week for these prayer requests to be answered. So if you have a prayer request, you can get the little cards at the table there as you come in. Or you can write it down on something and just put it up here. And we're praying over all those prayer requests. Amen. How many of you believe we should know a little bit about God? How many of you believe that we should know how He wants us to be and live the kind of life He wants? Well, this, we're going to talk about the case for faith. We are a faith church, a faith people. The Bible says a just shall live by faith. So that's a mandate from God that we, the justified, born again, have got to now live by a thing called faith. And we've discovered a lot about faith over the years, et cetera, et cetera. But today I want to give you 3 points to help us all and you grow in your faith. How many of you want to grow in faith? Remember, Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith," or "him of great faith." There are different levels of faith. And I want to have great faith because great faith can take you to places that won't otherwise get you there if you don't have that great faith. And it's by faith that we're doing everything for God that we are doing. I mean, we're stepping out on the water, and sometimes it's a bit scary. You know, faith isn't always the most comfortable thing. I'm serious. When you're walking in faith, it's not always sitting at home with your feet up and ho-hum. When you're walking in faith, you're stepping out on something that you haven't done before, or you're believing for something, but you're on the water, and it's not always comfortable. But if you keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ, what He said, and keep your mind focused on the person of our Savior, you will get by. You will walk on that water, and you will accomplish things that are otherwise impossible to accomplish. And we said this before, that your goods really, the things that you truly desire in a place called the impossible, amen, they're there. And you're going to have to get to that place called impossible where all your goods are kept. God said, "I've already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." You have to have faith in order to tap into the heavenly places. Amen. So faith is a commodity that we have to live by. And so I'm giving you 3 points to help us grow in our faith. Number one, you can write these down. Number one, God is the author and finisher of our faith. You've got to remember where your faith comes from. Number two, you are not alone in your faith walk. This journey, you're not supposed to go on that journey alone. You've got family, you've got friends, you've got so many people that can help you. You've got ministries, fivefold ministry to help you get there. But you've also got the Holy Spirit. So you're not alone in your faith walk. And the third point is, we all need help as we grow in faith. Every one of us, me included, need help to advance to a higher level of faith. Because now, the one thing that you got to know is Ephesians 2:8. You all know that, Ephesians 2:8 says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, lest you boast unto your salvation." God gave you the faith, He gave you the grace, He gave you the salvation. He's the author and finisher of your faith. You'll see that in a while. In fact, Hebrews 12:2, it'll come up right now. God is the author and the finisher of your faith. Put your hand on your heart and say, "God is the author and finisher of the faith I have. Well, if he's the author, he gives you the faith to start off with, and he's a finisher of building you up in your faith, it means in between there's going to be a walk of growing in faith. And let me say this, we are all at different levels of faith. All of us. I guarantee you, everyone in this room is at a different level of faith. Now, I have different levels of faith in my own life. For instance, I've got a great high faith expectation for healing in my life because I've studied that now for 30 years. Are you with me? And I've spoken it, I've taught it, I've been teaching it to the church now for 20 years every Thursday morning. We have Healing Academy every Thursday morning, 9 o'clock live online. You can hook in and watch and you can ask questions on there. And so I've built my faith up to a place where I personally right now don't need to go to doctors. However, if I did need to go, I would go. I want you to get this now. Because I've also learned about faith, foolishness, and presumption. Fred Price, a great man of God, wrote that book, Faith, Foolishness, or Presumption. He was a Word of Faith pastor, minister. And so I could still need to go to a doctor if my faith wasn't at the level it should be. Would I go? Absolutely. Some people get on a bit of a guilt trip because they had to go to the doctor, and I want to eliminate that today, once for all. You watching by way of the internet? God is the giver of all good things. And if he gave a doctor with a mind that's able to diagnose and help you through the situation, why would you not use a resource sent from God with a medication sent from God until you get your faith to the level where you can go directly to the source? Amen. Now, it took me, as I told you, a long time to get to that place. And so that's where I'm at right now. But my level of faith in other areas are not as high as that. So I've got to work on other areas in my life to get my level of faith lifted up. I found out after seeing that I didn't need doctors and I'm living by faith and I tested it. Let me tell you what, test it first. God even said, try me now, see if I will not open the windows of heaven. Correct? I tested myself first with a headache. Yeah, I used to get headaches. I would take Disprin. South Africa, it's called Disprin. And God worked with and in and through me in order to learn. And I can tell you now, before that Disprin hit my tummy, you had to dissolve it in a bit of water. Before it hit my tum-tums, my headache was gone. Amen. I'm telling you, as I swallowed, my headache would leave. And one day God said to me, that stuff hasn't even got into your system and you healed. What's that all about? He said, you got more faith in a discipline than you have in the God who created you. So I started to believe for little headaches. I'm not joking. Before I would step out for anything bigger. And so my faith grew. I went from faith to faith, level to level, strength to strength, precept upon precept. You understand? So the last thing I want to do to anybody is make them feel guilty that they aren't at a faith level that I'm at. Amen. Because you may be at a faith level of something else in your life that I'm nowhere near. Let's just work this through, all right? And so the last thing is for you to feel guilty. If anybody makes you feel guilty for going to the doctor, you've got to push that out of your life. If they make you feel guilty for taking the medication, you've got to push it out of your life. Amen. Don't let them make you feel guilty. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. There's no guilt for you in Christ. You're supposed to have faith in God and build your level of faith up in God and your trust level in God and your belief level in God. And when you get to that place, you can move up to another level. And it takes some effort. It takes some work. Amen? We've got to walk by faith and not by sight. So it's a valuable thing to increase your faith level in all areas. I used to have a situation. I had steakhouses and coffee shops and a car dealership and a video business. I was a business entrepreneur in South Africa, and I never had money. I spent fortunes, and we built beautiful restaurants, and really, by the end of it all, there was nothing to show for it. And I said, you know, every month I'm believing to pay the mortgages on these buildings I've built and on the house and all that kind of stuff. And yet I've got nothing. I'm bringing in plenty of money and I'm watching plenty of it go out. But I'm not at the level I need to be. And God started to train me. He said, well, did faith work for your healings? I said, yes. He said, well, apply the same principles. Do what the Word of God says. So I started to tithe. Big shocker, right? I started to tithe and give offerings. And through the years, as it went on and on and on, God started to bless me financially. And not only did He bless me, He increased the fruits of my righteousness. And He gave me a perfect wife to go with me. Come on. When a man finds a wife, he finds a treasure. And he obtains favor from the Lord. And boy, my wife has brought me so much favor. She makes me look good. And she dresses me as well. Amen. So the point that I want to make, God wants to encourage us in our faith walk. He doesn't want to condemn us. He doesn't want to see any of us feeling down because my faith wasn't there. And they full of faith. I'm not going up to pray. No. Get that out of your system. Like I said, you might be in faith in other areas where the other person is not in faith at all in your areas. So you've got to get past that and let's grow our faith, all of us together. And I want to tell you this. The patriarchs and the matriarchs of old that we read about in the Bible, these great men and women of God, these incredible people that you think, wow, I wish I could be like that. You can. Elijah, the Bible says, was a man just like us with the same passions. And in actual fact, so was Jesus. He gave up his godly privileges in heaven and came down as a man in order to take sin away. You had to be a man because man committed the problem. Man had to relieve the problem. So he came as a man. The only thing in him that was God was blood. Amen. That's why the virgin birth. And so but patriarchs and matriarchs of old, let me tell you something about those wonderful, incredible men and women of God. They needed help from God. To get their faith levels up. Listen, you talk about Abraham. Abraham was, he was a great man of God. He was a pioneer of faith. In actual fact, the Bible calls him the father of our faith. He is the father, but God's the author. Never get those two mixed up. You know, when Peter, James, and John went up onto the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember, they went with Jesus and Jesus went up on the mountain, Transfiguration, and they looked up and they saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus on the mountain. And they were like in awe, oh my goodness. And they were like, wow. And when Jesus came down from talking with them and he heard the voice saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And do what he says, listen to him. When he came back down from the mountain, his clothes were no longer shining and the way it was up on the mountain of Transfiguration. And Peter, good old Peter, reminds me a lot of me sometimes. I put my foot in my mouth too often. It's true. Peter says, Master, let us build three altars, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. Not knowing that they don't compare to Jesus. They don't need an altar. You only build an altar to Christ. Amen. You understand? And so these people were learning as they were going.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.